Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. As usual, let's just relax. Remind yourself that God is right there with you. You don't need to get his attention. You don't need to change to be something else. That your spirit is already one with him and in him and fully part of him. You're fully accepted in God, in Christ, right now, right as you are. And that he is there with your spirit himself, your spirit, yourself, your true identity, who you truly are, is working with your soul to be reunited. This is what this is all about. You are God's purpose for you here on this earth during this time period, to bring you into oneness, spirit, soul, and body. That you would be complete, entire. We don't know what that would look like other than Jesus himself walking around. We have this picture of Adam and Eve in the garden, but even that, they didn't go through what you and I are going through until after they were kicked out of the garden. So they knew God in a totally different way. Or it's better to say that you and I know God in a totally different way. And since Jesus paid that great price to restore our spirit so that we can be one in him, we are co-inheritors with Christ, joint heirs. Everything that he's received from the Father, we have already received it through him. He paid for it, and he's sharing it with us. So the experiencing, you know, we've been talking about experiencing the supernatural realm. There's so many questions that come in that there seems to be such a stress about, you know, doing it right, or, you know, what am I doing wrong, or how come this isn't working, or, you know, all these different questions about, you know, how will I know if it's God? Relax. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. This is not a test. This is not a measure of your relationship with God. If you've been born again, if you've been re-spirited, your relationship with God is sealed, is done. You're one with him, period, eternally. You're already experiencing all the eternal life you're ever going to get. You have already entered the kingdom. It's now you've received that salvation, but you're now working it out from your spirit, through your soul, through your body. We're working out our salvation. We're working it out because we've already received it. And don't worry about how long it takes, about what it looks like. Don't compare yourself to others. Enjoy the process. The process is where you really get to know God, really through your soul. And this is, again, where so often, especially when there are things going on in the world that we get all stressed out about, we have a tendency to take on responsibility and duty and, you know, concern that, okay, if I was a better Christian, I would know what to do in this situation, or I could impact, you know, the world. I could, you know, I should be standing in the gap and the watchman and praying right and fasting and doing all these things, all these activities that we feel we should be doing. as Christians. And I just really encourage you to start with just resting in him. We've been talking about that, for instance, the 20 minute, we start our mornings and we start our evenings with 20 minutes of waiting, just suspended and available. And what I mean by that really is to not have any stress, to not have any ties to what's going on in your world or expectations, to where you are just light as a feather and you're just hovering in between everything and you're just enjoying that weightlessness. And you can't enjoy weightlessness if you have these expectations that there's responsibilities on you that are not being, that you're not able to fulfill, or you're not working hard enough, or, you know, whatever it is, fill in the blank. But the real purpose of all this is simply to enjoy the presence of God, to enjoy the process of getting to know him. So when you're feeling something stressful or being anxious, now there's going to be times when that's a normal response. Like when you encounter a new supernatural experience, that there may be, okay, now what am I supposed to do with this? But if it lasts long, if it lasts, you know, it's certainly if it lasts longer than a day. If you have an experience and you're still anxious over it or you're still struggling with it the next day, 24 hours later, let's say, these, you know, you can use whatever time frame you want, but certainly not longer than a day. Your normal soul and body responses should bring that back down to where you can be objective about what that supernatural experience or encounter is. Just as you can kind of think about it, you know, when you're driving along and you almost have an accident. You know, somebody almost hits you, but they miss you by inches. But your heart rate is running and you're stressed and your mind goes blank and you just grab a hold of the steering wheel and just freeze. But then the other car just drives away as if nothing happened. And then you can just drive and you go home. But you still have that stress there. You're like, wow, that was really scary. That was really a close call. But then soon, I mean, you're not dwelling on it the next day. Hopefully that goes down even by the time you get home. Because your body is and your soul are ready to deal with it. They go, okay, yes, this was stressful. This was a difficult situation, but we got through it. And even when we have a fender bender, we go, okay, well, you know, yeah, it is what it is. We know how to handle it. And this is where we start with an expectation that God knows and your spirit knows what's going on in the supernatural realm in your little neighborhood, in your soulical neighborhood. Because remember, God is always with you. Jesus is always with you. So he's always visiting. He's always there. And likewise, the supernatural realm is always there because your soul is part of the supernatural realm. So it's always there. So when we talk about asking the Lord to visit us, to reveal himself, to draw our attention, we're the one whose senses are being awakened. It's not that he's coming to us to reveal himself. He's already there. It's not that he's visiting us from, you know, another country, another state, another, you know, heavenly realm. He's already there. So it's not like he has to make any effort to visit you, to reveal himself, to draw us. The expressions that we're going through are for us. And we are working to train our soul to kind of ignore ourself, to go around the crutches that God is working with, and to return to its original state of being one with your spirit. The natural condition of your soul is that the full power and authority of Christ himself was always meant to flow through your soul and your body. Now, as we consider that, as we think about that, this is where the stress and the anxiety and the, you know, some confusion or rejection can come in, because it's like, I'm so far from that. I have no idea if that's true, if I should do that. And all these different thoughts come in. And some of them are perfectly normal and natural from our soul, but some of them are there to keep you from rest, to keep you from enjoying the process. And you have three enemies in this world. The world system, which is, you know, all about time. You know, we exist so much in this sense of time that, for instance, I've been a Christian, you know, 30 years. I should be able to know how to do this because I've been a Christian for so long. And here I'm, you know, haven't progressed. I'm not mature. I'm not, you know, I haven't found my purpose. Those are all time pressures that are not part of the soulical realm. They're part of this world system. That doesn't come from God. Because remember, God loves you unconditionally right now, eternally. You can't make him stop loving you because that's who he is. And since you're in him, you're stuck with receiving it. You're going to receive it. He's always there, and you're one in him. It's like, you know, being, you know, in a shower and thinking you're not going to get wet. You're going to get wet because you're in the shower. And, you know, going in the ocean, you're going to get wet because that's what the ocean is wet. So we're in God. We're going to get loved because that's what God is. He's love. And he gives himself, and he is who he is to us and through us and in us. So let him be who he is, and our goal is, our process is to be who we are. We have that, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in this wonderful body that God has given us. So that's our one enemy. Our second enemy is the devil. Now, yeah, the devil can be scary, and he's powerful, and he has, you know, tricks up his sleeve that he has perfected over thousands of years. He's been around a long time. And amazingly, for better or for worse, we humans are not all that complex. He really only needs a handful of tricks to push our buttons, because we only have a certain number of buttons. And he will push that button and push it and push it. And like when he comes to you, he may push that button of fear or, you know, anxiety or, you know, or strength. You know, he might call on your strength. Well, you're better than this. You should do better than this. You should be at a better place than this. And we've talked before. We'll probably talk again about, you know, the devil comes to us through temptation, through deception. He's a liar. But we don't learn about his lies. We aren't able to recognize his lies by studying his lies. Instead, we focus on God's truth. that he loves us unconditionally. Nothing's going to change that. And you don't have to change in order to be more worthy of his love. So no matter what, if you're right in the middle of an encounter and you're like, I can't take this, I don't know what to do, just rest. And if the encounter stops, that's fine. Because that's not what's important. It's you. You're what's important. And so as we're stepping into these new things, we've identified those two enemies that we're going to learn about, because they're going to become more our enemy. They're going to be more vocal, shall we say. But then there's our real enemy. The devil and his little buddies, they've been conquered here on this earth. You and I already have full power and authority over the devil. And you and I already have full power over the world system. Our big challenge is over our soul, the crutches, the manipulative approach that our soul has taken over itself to get its needs met without God. Because when you were brought into this world, your soul had those God-given needs that were unmet. Because you came into this world dead in your spirit. Jesus is the only one who was ever born into this world alive in spirit. You know, Adam and Eve were not born into this world. But Jesus himself is the only one who came as a perfect package. So Jesus had to deal with the devil. He had to deal with the time pressures. And part of that was, you know, just his ministry in general. He prepared for a ministry that, for 30 years, for a ministry that lasted 3.5. So if it took him that long to get ready for that, to finish God's purpose, you know, don't get down on hard on yourself that, yeah, you may think it's taking a long time, but it doesn't matter. Don't let time be your master, be the power and authority over your life. And the reason we're, for instance, the reason we're using 20 minutes is because it should be fairly easy. If not, if it's only 10 minutes, fine. If it's an hour, fine. But there's nothing magic about any time frame. There's nothing magic about anything we're doing. The goal of what we're doing right now is to make it as easy as possible. Because what I'm trying to help you connect with is how enjoyable it is to know God. How restful. When he himself ministers to you without you even being aware. But now we want to be aware, because you know what? Right now, even as we're speaking, God himself is ministering to your soul. He is healing your wounds. And he's not only healing your wounds, he's healing your past, your present and your future wounds. He's healing your parents' wounds. He's healing your grandparents' wounds. He's healing your children's wounds, your grandchildren's wounds. He's doing everything that is required to be put into alignment so that you can fully accept and enjoy his presence through your spirit. So there is absolutely no pressure. So in the past, we've talked about there being opportunity, because there's a lot of activity, really obvious activity, in those areas of our enemies. The devil is very active. The world system is very active. And our bad habits are very active right now. That's not a reflection on our condition, our dependence, our relationship with God. our enemies are busy. That doesn't mean we have to match that. Our challenge, our goal is to be at perfect peace, perfect rest. Even as Christ was, going through his experiences, we learn he went to his Father daily and spent time because he knew he was going to be going through that process of conquering these enemies that he himself had left here on this earth for us to overcome. You know, think, if you didn't have the devil, if you didn't have the world system, and all you had was your soul to overcome, you would probably never need to overcome your soul strength, your self, your flesh, your image, your mirror image, your doppelganger. Because your self could do what it wants. There would be nothing keeping yourself from succeeding in life and meeting all your needs. But God will not let that happen because he loves you too much. He will not let you be satisfied. And sometimes we confuse inactivity with rest. Sometimes we think, if I just, sit around and observe everything and be objective and not take part in anything, that's resting. No, that's isolating. It's what is God telling you to do? And I've used the example of you're sitting at dinner with God, and he says, pass the salt, and you pass the salt. That's rest. And then you're having a conversation, then he taps you on the shoulder. He says, go down and raise that person from the dead. And you say, okay, I'll be right back. You put your napkin down and you go and you raise that person from the dead and you come back and you sit down. That's rest. Because it's not something you had to take on the burden of. By your soul and your body being connected to your spirit, what he asks of you will be part of your understanding of him. You will have received everything you need. Everything you need for life and godliness here on this earth. There at the dinner table, he asks you to go raise the dead because it's all in you already. Now, it may be the first time he sent you to go raise the dead. It may be the first time he asked you to pass the ketchup. It's the same thing. You may, reach for the ketchup and knock over somebody else's drink. So you set up their drink and, it's the same thing. And then you take the ketchup and you apologize and you, here, Lord, here's the ketchup. You go to raise, somebody from the dead, and maybe I said the wrong thing, or I had to pray often, or I took more, or I failed. You come back, Lord, sorry about that. And he'll say, not a problem. We'll fix that. We'll get the tablecloth changed, or I'll send somebody else to raise that person, and we'll try again another day. The responsibility for your relationship with God is between your spirit and his spirit, and that's already taken care of. You've already passed every test. The rest of it is now, you're working out what you've already received. If you've ever, had a goal in your life, and got there, so often you think, okay, now I'm here, now I have to keep it. Now people are expecting me to be this way all the time or achieve even greater things. In the world system, there's never enough. So this is one of the ways we can determine, are we living out of spirit life, eternal life, or is it the world system? Do you think right now that you don't have to do anything else for God to just love you like heck? He just thinks you're the greatest thing in the world, because you are. But do we think, okay, but no, I have to do this, or he expects me to do that, or because I'm able to do thus and so, I should be doing it. Or because of the times we live in, or because of the needs we see around us, or even the needs and the requirements, the chaos in our own family, I should be able to know what to do about this. Or I'm praying and nothing's happening, or I'm reading the Bible and nothing's happening, or I'm asking other people to pray and prophesy and anoint with oil and nothing's fixing. Well, rest in that. Those are your enemy. That putting more burden on you is an enemy. And we've talked, you know, so many times, if this is not for you right now, that's fine. If God is dealing with you, if he's drawing you to be more interested in something else, that's fine. This is not a contest. This is not an imposition. This is hopefully a helpful guide that you take and you make your own. And the purpose of it is to make it so simple that you can do this out of rest. And, you know, I'll see, maybe I need to include that. Remind yourself, you know, the number one should be remind yourself that God loves you perfectly. He will never, can never love you more than he loves you right now. Because that's the truth. And that everything else you're dealing with, your other enemies, the devil's already been defeated in your life. You have the power and authority to do that in reality in the soulical realm and in the natural realm. In the spiritual realm, it's a done deal. Likewise, the peer pressure and the burdens and the needing to always do better, you know, that's really crept into the church. You know, to the next level, you know, that the bad things that happen in your life is because God's going to, you know, you get healed in that area. Now you're really going to be a powerful force in that area for other people. That's not God. That's the world thinking. And that's also part of our self thinking, because we want to control what God asks of us. We want to be able to direct it away from things that are uncomfortable for us. Let's say, you know, you're a real sociable person. And that's the way God made you, and he loves it. And he's not going to change that. But your odds are you're going to look for ways that is going to, quote, unquote, serve his purposes. Being sociable, meeting with people, being on social media, however you want to interpret that. Public speaking. And if he said to you, no, I want you to just sit down and listen to me, and for the next 6 months, no writing, no this, no that, just sit there and be with me. And if that's something that our soul has come up with to meet our needs, that could be a real struggle. But what's fascinating is that God knows exactly what our needs are and has already met them in our spirit, and your spirit is now communicating that, exactly what you need in your soul. So take these instructions and start out with, and again, I probably will go ahead and change this to start with the whole reminder of how much God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. So that when you enter being available and just being suspended like a feather and just enjoy it, it's not to receive, it's not to be changed, it's just to be. And let him draw you in the direction. He's going to draw you and blow you and give you exactly what you need for every moment. And that even goes back to, okay, the whole idea of how long do I do this? I've been doing this and I've not gotten any response. That's part of our world, the world system. Don't get distracted by that. So feel free to drop me a line through Blog Talk Radio at diane@therainersclub.org, through Facebook at The Rainers Club, or through Blog Talk Radio. I'm always happy to hear from you. I try to answer all the questions as quickly as I can and as completely as I can, even though I try to avoid arguing. But if you have a real interest for a conversation, I'm happy to join you with that. Otherwise, we'll be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.